Chapter 10. The Agreement. The creature traveled at night and hid during the day. Finally, he arrived in Geneva and found the Frankenstein home. In the woods, two boys were playing.
I'll hide in the trees. You try to find me.
These children are so young and so beautiful. Can they be full of hate, like the adults? Perhaps I can become their friend.
One of the boys ran through the trees. The creature stopped him.
Don't be afraid.
Who are you? Help!
I don't want to hurt you.
Let me go, you monster!
The creature put his hand over the boy's mouth.
Stop! Stop! Don't say that.
He held the child's neck. In a few seconds, he was dead. There was a name on the boy's jacket.
William Frankenstein. So, he was my creator's brother. I am glad that he is dead. Oh, Frankenstein, you hurt me so much. Now, I can hurt you.
After finishing his story, the creature turned to Victor.
Now, I have told you everything.
Victor was shocked, but he felt some pity for the creature.
You did a terrible thing, but I can see that you are unhappy, and I am sorry for you.
I need love. I need a companion. Only you can help me. You must do something for me.
What do you want me to do?
Only another creature like me could love me. You must make a woman to live with me and be my companion.
What? I cannot do that. It was a terrible mistake to create you. How can I make another monster?
You must. You have a debt to pay me, Frankenstein. You created me and abandoned me. If you refuse to help, I will torment you and your family until the day you die.
No, I cannot bring a second monster into the world. There is already too much evil in you.
I am evil only because I am unhappy. If you give me a companion, we will disappear to the frozen lands of the north, where nobody lives. We will never hurt anyone.
Victor thought in silence for a few moments.
All right. I will do what you ask. But you must promise to stay far away from other people.
I promise you that. Now, I must go and you must start your work. I will watch you, and when you are ready, I will return.